Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Favorite shows of mine, Leave It to Brian, House of Brian, Disaster DIY. I've been watching Disaster DIY for years.
It's been, you know, it seems like I've been filming that for 20 years, but it was about 7 years ago we filmed the pilot.
7 years ago. And the finale this week is what?
The finale this week, Thursday at 10 p.m., is the big reveal of House of Brian 2 on the rocks.
Now, this is what? This is a cottage you built on an island.
It's a comfortable bunkie in
the woods. Okay, I've seen this.
It's one of those projects Sarah and I started, and I you know, very early on the outset, I said, look, you know, I don't have a pack of, you know, a pile of gold sitting in my basement, so let's go easy on this. And I quickly realized, you know, I like being up north more than I like sitting in traffic here in the city. So let's go crazy. We're only going to do this once. Let's do it. I don't care if I have to work for the next 900 years to pay for it, which I will. But let's do it. Let's go nuts.
There's a lot of guys like me and a lot of women like me. Shut up, Mocha. You know what I mean by
More women than guys.
Shut up. Of where my dream is solitude, of where I just want that place where I can go and be left alone and not have to look at anybody and not have to talk to anybody.
That's one of my dreams as well.
And my dream is I want a piece of land. I don't care where it is, but I have this thing where I just need to build. Is it feasible?
That's a stupid dream.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, wait, no, that's what
Oh, shut up.
No, wait.
Oh, shut up. Is it feasible for somebody to do that? Like, can somebody go at a project like this on their own?
Completely alone?
Not completely alone, but
are we talking like handsaws and an axe out in the woods?
You know?
It can be done. I mean, you know, the pioneers did it. You can definitely, I mean, you can do anything you want. That's the great thing. And you know, one of the things I told Sarah when we first had kids is if I have to work the next 24/7 for the rest of my life to take care of the family and have the things we want, that's exactly what I'll do. I didn't know how foreshadowing that would be. However, you know, especially up north, you pick something. And that's one thing we wanted, solitude. So we picked something that was boat access, something that would be difficult and challenging because the steeper the hill, the better the view at the top.
You're on like, you built this place on like Alcatraz, Mocha. You can't drive there. You have to take a boat.
A boat, a barge.
How many hours would you say went into building this?
Into building that? Geez, you know, we have, I mean, I have an amazing crew of guys that I had up there handpicked. You know, we put in a lot of 12, 14-hour days. Granted, you know, take a break in the middle, do a quick wakeboard, maybe do a little fishing, crack a few beers.
Here's what people want to know before we get to some DIY questions for you. People want to know, a guy like you, television star, but also a contractor, can build something. Are you getting these houses for free? Like, is the network come? This is what people think. Like, does the network come to you and
taxpayers.
Say... and say, hey, listen, we have, you know, $500,000 lying around for your new season. What do you want to do with it? And then at that point, you say, well, I might as well build myself a couple houses with
it. Why not?
How does it work? Are you paying for these? Do they pay for these?
That's a good question. This is exactly how it works. I mean, I am a builder. We own a custom building company. We build spec and customs in the GTA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my business primarily. I mean, my first occupation is being dad, and I'm a builder, and I'm also the host. When we talked about building a home, it was putting production on a standstill, basically, to take care of a five-year-old bungalow at first to build us our own home. The network by no means hands me cash to build the home. Of course, we're being paid to make the show. That's part of my business. But they're not handing me 2x4s and nails, that's for sure.
Okay.
No, I wish. I mean, we get the odd email, you know, must be nice, the taxpayers, you know, take care of Brian and his home. And I would love that. Let me tell you.
There goes my idea of putting my cottage on television.
Great. Still on this mission, huh?
Disaster DIYs that people do. What is the one rookie mistake that you've seen that somebody can do on their own, that they think that they can do on their own, but they fail miserably at it every single time?
To narrow, you know, I get asked that all the time. To narrow it down is really difficult. I would have to say that the biggest mistake isn't a physical mistake, but it's underestimating the skill and the time and the money that it takes to properly complete a project.
Right.
I mean, everybody knows a neighbor that says, oh, I hired this guy for 10 grand. He ruined my basement. If you hire a guy for 10 grand to finish your basement, you can't expect anything less than horrible.
Right.
I mean, there is a market price for doing things properly. People are cheap. We're impatient. We want things done tomorrow. You don't want to wait for the right guy. You don't want to pay a market rate for it. You're going to get crap.
Do you get emails from people after watching Disaster DIY from... saying, oh my God, I totally did that.
Oh, yeah.
That is my life right there.
We get thousands of emails every week saying, here's what he did, or here's what she did, or here's what we did together. How do we get out of this? The great thing about it is that everybody has a home. Everybody wants to improve it. You know, I am part of the problem. People watch TV, and in 21 minutes, we'll build a home.
I know.
And it's easy. Yeah. And during the commercial breaks, we take care of any major issues.
Yeah.
You know, they're just done. But it's not like that in real life. I mean, things take longer. And people will say, I watched your show. Thanks for showing us how easy it is to do things yourself. And I wonder, what show are you watching?
Yeah, no, I know.
We had a phone call from a young lady about 20 minutes ago. And she said her dad, they had a leak in the ceiling. Her dad decided to, quote unquote, fix it himself. Cut into the drywall to see what was going on. Couldn't fix the leak. And it's still...
still a big hole.
It's just a massive hole, and it's still leaking. How long can something like that last before you cause even more damage?
Not long. I mean, literally, especially with lumber and the way a lot of homes are built now, as soon as you get water in there, you get rot. That attracts carpenter ants. You get mold. And as long as that moisture is coming in, the more and more damage you're going to do. So it's something you want to take care of.
It's exploratory surgery is what a lot of guys do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get in there with a drywall knife, and you'd have no idea what you're doing.
It's also a bit of archaeology in Toronto. You have an old home,
that's
and every layer you dig into, you see what the previous guy did.
Can you stick around and take some phone calls?
I have nowhere to be. Okay, I got a show to film, but they'll wait.
Well, whatever. They're paying for it anyway. Please. Brian from House of Brian on the Rocks. Leave it to Brian. Disaster DIY, HGTV is here. It's 416-870-8888 if you have any home questions, yo.
Hi, it's Dennis here. I just had a question regarding mold. How do you detect it? Is it something that is visible or something that you would be able to smell?
There's a little bit of everything. I mean, most mold will be inside the walls. The way we build houses or have for the past 20, 25, 30 years is that we put our vapor barrier on the inside, our insulation, you know, outside of that. You know, and that works great when you're heating your home and you're trying to keep that warm, moist air from going into the wall cavity and molding. The problem is now we turn our air conditioners on so that warm, moist air, like today, there's lots of it, comes in through the outside of the wall and condenses on the inside or the outside of that vapor barrier, so we'll get mold inside the walls. If you go down your basement, you smell that wet, damp smell.
Yeah.
Or open a piece of drywall and you see that black mold growing or the fuzz or white mold, depending on what it is. You know, that's a good indication, but the only real way to do it is actually take a sample and have it tested at a lab. They'll identify how much mold.
Where does
there is
a regular person find a lab to test mold on their drywall?
You know, Google.
Really?
Google, you know, a mold analysis lab. There's tons of them in the city. There are environmental companies that will do abatement. And they'll do an air quality test in your home and tell you how many spores or how many parts per million there are floating around in the air.
Amazing.
Hey, what's your name?
Dennis.
Thanks so much for the call.
All right, man. Thanks.
Good morning.
Hi, I have a question. Actually, we recently purchased a home. It's about 3 years old. Actually, haven't purchased it yet. We know foundation is one of, like, a major thing that if it goes wrong, it's an issue. And at the bottom in the basement, the concrete is basically sweating away to the point where you can rub your hands across it and it just dribbles off the wall. Do you think that's an issue?
Well, anytime you're rubbing and dribbling can become an issue. It something like that's really tough to say without actually having a look at it. Part of the moisture right now, I'm assuming you looked at this very recently, the last couple days?
Yeah, very recently. Actually, we had someone say it's sweating concrete, and the concrete could have been laid in a bad time of the year, but it doesn't look too good. It's basically flaking all over the floor at the bottom of the basement.
Yeah, if it's flaking, that may have been a bad pour, but it is only the slab. I mean, one thing that would be to check the drainage and make sure it's not physically leaking.
Right.
It could also be that just the humidity is too high in the house, and the slab is colder, so that warm air is condensing on the concrete. That's another thing it could possibly be. I would have, you know, have a foundation expert. So Pioneer Waterproofing is one of them we use that's great. I mean, have someone like that have a look at it. It's tough to, or you know what, email your address in. I'll be over in half an hour. The boys can wait at work. I mean, why not? They can wait.
Brian, awesome, I'll make it on your show.
Thanks so much for the call. Brian, before we let you go, a lot of people in the city live in condos. Are people who live in condos immune from this kind of stuff?
Not at all.
No,
not at all. No, the problem now is a lot of building happens, and it's building by the lowest bidder. Showers are a great example. Maury asked to put a shower. Can I get mold in my shower? Anyone can get mold in your shower. If in behind those tiles is just green board or blue board that's moisture resistant, well, it's moisture resistant. It's not waterproof. A shower should be waterproof. So almost every shower we pull apart in a condo or a new home has this blue board, and they've slapped the tiles up. So all of them have mold, which is an issue. Obviously, because, you know, we do these quick fixes and somebody down the line, you buy a home, you want to do it properly, and all of a sudden you're in, I mean, during the commercial break, of course, you have a massive amount of work to do. That's the sad thing. So nobody is immune from this.
Aye, aye, aye.
You still want that cottage, Roz?
I do. I really do. Shut up. Leave me alone.
Right? You know what? Tents. Tents are great, Roz.
Okay.
All right. House of Brian on the Rocks. Big finale happens tomorrow night at 10. And then you're coming back on August 30th with Leave It to Brian.
Yeah, Leave It to Brian kicks off. We're filming another 26 episodes right now. September, we start Canada's Handyman Challenge again with my buddies Mike and Scott. So we're going to make a mess of some people's DIY dreams there. So it's going to be another busy year.
The same company that owns your show owns ET Canada, which I work on. What do they pay you?
I get $5 an hour.
Shut up.
I worked 3,000 hours a week.
What do they pay you, though? You make good?
Always this guy with money.
Well,
always.
You know, it's not as good as you'd think. I mean, I'm not making Justin Bieber bucks here.
No, but
I mean, look at my hair.
Like half, are you making a half million?
A half million?
Yeah. You making a half mil?
You know,
you have endorsements too, right? You have endorsement deals, right? You make $500,000.
I am an entrepreneur.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
I'm an entrepreneur. I managed to feed the kids.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Can you feed mine?
I work hard.
Brian, thanks so much for hanging out on the Roz and Mocha Show.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.